We were speaking earlier about the sugya of music in halacha, specifically as relates to the isser of music in terms of the churban, the sugya in Gittin Dav Zayin, Sota Memches. I want to talk now about another aspect of this issue. It's halacha in one sense, it's hashkafa in another sense. It's interesting that it's based on a number of gemaras, and it's quoted by the Rif, but it's not mamish codified in Shulchan Aruch or in the Rambam, although it does get mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah. And it speaks to a hashkafic issue that came up, Ellie was bringing up in Q&A the other night, Friday night, Erev Shabbos, when we want to understand the balance between Torah in terms of what it's supposed to mean for us, what it represents, the Kedusha of Torah, and the idea of trying to get people to feel connected to Yiddishkeit and using Torah as a means to do that, but at the same time, how do we do it without reducing what Torah is supposed to be? We use Torah as a gimmick. I'm not using any specific examples right now, but as a kirov tool or just as a way of trying to get people's attention, you might say that on one level it's a good thing, because at least people are, you know, connecting in some way. On the other hand, is this really proper respect to Torah? That's in a general sense. How does it speak to the issue of music? And again, it's a derivative of the sugya, but not specifically churban related. Okay, so there are a number of gemaras, and at first glance, it's unique, because what is the relationship between Torah and Shira? Is Torah synonymous with a song? Are the two interchangeable? The Torah says, Kisvu lachem es hashira azos, and that's the mitzvah k'siva sefer Torah. And the Torah, therefore, is called Shira. We also know that David HaMelech was the Ne'im Smiras Yisrael, and he was Osik b'Torah, he was also Osik in Shiras b'Tishbachos. And you find, in a sense, that the ideas are synonymous. The Gemara talks about it in Erevin, when he talks about Balayla, talks about Zmiros that he did Balayla, it's a reference to the Torah that's learned at night. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, there's other Gemaras that would suggest that they're not compatible, and you can't reduce Torah to be Shira and Zimra. And I'll give you an example of the famous Gemara. Maybe once I'll start with the Gemara in Sota Lamed Hey, and then the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Aleph. This is actually a critique of David HaMelech. The Gemara in Sota Lamed Hey talks about the story of when they were bringing the Aron to its place. We know there was a terrible tragedy that happened, Peretz Uzzah, and he was trying to support the Aron, and the Aron didn't need support. So that was a terrible tragedy that happened. And the Gemara discusses the details. It says, "Ayichar af Hashem be'uzah." So that Gemara starts by saying, what was the reason for the onesh? Mipnei ma nenash David. Mipnei shekara l'dibbe Torah zmiros. Shenemar zmiros hayu lichu kecha beveis migurai. One of the psukim kuf yotes. Zmiros hayu lichu kecha. David referred to Torah as Miros. Rashi explains, Kishayisi boreach mipnei oyvai, when I was running away from my enemies, Hayisi mishtasheh bechukecha, I would delight in your mitzvos, in your Torah, v'hayu ligas Miros kishasheini, and they were like my plaything, they were my toy. Amala HaKadosh Baruch Hu, divrei Torah shekasu behen, hasavei nechabo ve'enenu, Torah which you blink your eye and it's gone, Ata Koryos and Zmiros, you're making light of Torah. Harid machshilcha bedavar shafilu tinokos kebes rabban yodin, even children in cheder know this, and therefore this mistake should not have happened, but because you made light of the Torah, this is why this happened. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, daf kuf aleph amid aleph, perek chelek, Tanu Rabbanan. Now, it starts by referring to a pasuk in Shir HaShirin. Hakorei pasuk shel Shir HaShirin. Va'osa oso kimin zemer. So you take a pasuk, it says in Shir HaShirin, and you make a song out of it. And the next thing, Va'akorei pasuk beveis hamishtos. If you read a pasuk of pasuk, it's any pasuk, in a tavern over wine, v'lo zmano, not in its appropriate time, maybe ra la'olam. It brings bad things to the world. V'pneisha Torah chogera sak. It's ki'ilu the Torah is binding itself with a sackcloth, crying out v'omedes lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Omeres Lefan of Ribono Shalolam Asauni Banecha Kikinor Sheminagnin Boletzin. Your children have made me into an instrument, like a harp, a violin, that the clowns are using, and this is what you're doing. They're making me a song. That's who I am. Now it starts by saying Pasik Shashir Ashirim, Kimin Zemer, and then it says Kori Pasik Beis Mishtos. Interesting. The Gemara at the end of Megillah says, Hakore below Zimra, person reads Torah without song. I wrote about them, Ani Nasati Lahem Mishpatim Lo Tovim. So it sounds like you're supposed to learn with song. So how do you reconcile those two Gemaras? Rashi seems to suggest that what it means here, you make a pasuk in Shir HaShirim below Zemer, Shekori b'negina acheres she'enu nokudba. You're not using the right ta'amim. Va'os oso kimin shir, and why does it say Shir HaShirim? Afapi shemi Shir HaShirim hu v'ikro shir, the whole thing is a song anyway, oso asoso kimin shir, elo b'kriyaso. You have to do it the way it's written. That's how Rashi learns it. And memelo, the other Gemara, Megillah, it means you read it with the trap, the way it's supposed to be pronounced. But it says something else. Hakori pasuk b'beis hamishtos b'loz mano. B'meisav al yeino. You're sitting over your meal with your wine. Oseh sechikosa b'debei Torah v'kori psukim b'kol ram v'sachik b'hem b'nei hamishte. So you're sitting at the table and you want to create a nice feeling of camaraderie and give everybody in a good spirits. And for the sake of kind of like being a kibitzing, what do? You read out a pasuk. That's a problem of maybe ra la'olam. Avom omro bismano ala mishteh, kigon shuyantif, v'noto kos b'yado, v'omad shirat tibi agada, v'psukim b'nyana shayom, maybe tova la'olam. This is the Rashi in Sanhedrin, Kuf Aleph. The Tosefta in Sanhedrin brings this example. Rabbi Akiva Omer, ha-menanea kolo b'shir hashirim b'beis ha-mishteh, makes it like one case. It says shir hashirim, but also so kimin zemer in chaykolom abba, serious matter. Now, according to Rashi, it sounds like Shir HaShirim is just a chiddush because Shir HaShirim is a cool shir anyway. But any pasuk, and you say beis hamishta, it's a problem inherently because, as the Gemara says, the Torah says asauni banecha kikinor sheminagdim boleitzim. What are the ramifications of this? So, is it quoted in halacha? Not exactly. The Rif does quote this Gemara in the fifth parak in Brachis. The Rif in Chaf Aleph and Beis and Dapei HaRif. Garsina b'perek chelek, Tanu Rabbanan, Hakori pasuk b'shir HaShirim, v'oso sokim in Zemer, v'akori pasuk b'beis HaMishteh, v'lo zmano, mevi ra l'olam, neshatorach l'ger esak, v'omedes v'nekodesh baruch hu, v'omeres, ribono shel olam, asauni banecha kikino shem nagnibo hanachrim. So continues here. Amoy Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'itim kein mayasu bane b'shashen ochem b'shosin v'smeichem. What should they do? Amoy fana bonus shalom im bali mikrehem yasku b'mikra b'neviim b'ksuvim Tanach im bali mishnehem yasku b'mishta v'alachus v'agadus im bali talmudhem yasku b'talmud b'chus pesach b'pesach and so on. But stam to sing zmiros from psukim. We always thought zmiros is a good thing. Saying here, using psukim for zmiros is not a good thing. In the Rambam, Pirush HaMishnayis, not in Yad HaChazaka, Pirush HaMishnayis to Avos, at the end of the first perek, I'm reading from the Kapach edition, a little easier Hebrew, it's a translation in any case. So he talks about the Indian of Dibur. The wrong Rambam about different types of Dibur. Rambam B'toch HaDvarim says, Shmias Yesh Bezal Hosim, Mahi Shnei Piyutim, Sheyesh Lehem Inyan Echad U'Ores HaTavoniyos U'Lahala V'Lim Shoches HaNefesh V'Hu Mechil Kadibah HaMeruchak. If it's going to bring you official ma'or or mezares l'midah p'chusa, v'haya achar piyutim echad ivri v'asheni aravi, so it should know harei shmiya sa ivri v'adibur bo yosem rucha kodasa torah machmas kedusha shasafa. It might be worse to use lashon hakodesh. L'fish ein roi l'shtamish bo el b'nyanim ne'alim. That's just stam lashon hakodesh. V'kol shekein im nosaf kach shimush b'posak min haTorah o mishir hashirim. But also her Indian sheze yotze kvar min achel kamaruchok el chel kaaser ba muzer olav. Lifisha Torah asra lasos loshen hanevua mine zemer b'migros b'shiflus. The Rambam takes the idea based on Sanhedrin Kuf Aleph that to use loshen Torah, loshen nevua for something which is degrading for Torah is asr, is prohibited. Now the question is, where does this fall in terms of what we sometimes don't realize that people could be nechshelin? There was much a controversy when I was growing up. You know, there was a beautiful song actually, but they took Tzukim from Chumash, Bashluach HaKein, and they have a nice jingle to it, a very nice song, Ki Yikari Kan Sipro Lefanecha Baderech, and all those words, and it teaches you the words by heart. But it's not like Tzukim that are like to connect directly to a message of Mia Isha Chavitz Chaim, or Yavi also saying that also, but that was specific in Itzar, Lashon Chamira. So remember, there was a whole controversy in Eretz Yisrael that the song, because it's just the pasuk for itself, and it made it into a song that was sung at concerts and so on and so forth. L'chora, the issue is this very point. But again, it's not nowhere in Shulchan Aruch black on white, or in the Rambam. It's a Pirush HaMishnayos Rambam. But the Mishnah Berurah, in all places here, in Tav Kuf Samach, the sif that we were learning before, which is about music in general, so he quotes in Sif Katan Yud Dalet on the words of the Machaber that says, V'kvar nagu kol Yisrael loma divrei tishbachos o shir shel hodos v'zikaron chasdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala yayin. So on those words, says the Mishnah Berurah, and he's quoting here from others, Kasa b'lukutei Maharil. So he's quoting from the Rishon, the Maharil, Shelo kedinhu shemishorin b'mishteh odecha kiani sani. This is from Tehillim, from Hallel. But it's not in Shul. It's not as part of reciting Hallel in Shul. It's by a mishteh. So you're taking a pasuk from Tehillim, a beautiful pasuk, and you're singing Odecha Kiani Sani at your party. And that's inappropriate, says the Maharil. V'chihai gavna similarly l'simchas mireus. I know, maybe a kumzitz. Sounds like to just take a pasuk. Now, this is very, very harsh. We do this all the time. But the Maharil is saying to take at a mishteh or a simchas mireus, a get-together, and to take a pasuk like Odecha Kiani Sani, what can be so bad? Ki oz haTorah chogeres sak ve'omeres asauni banecha kimin zemer Sanhedrin Kuf Aleph. So the Mishnah Berurah here is saying that what the Maharil is using this Gemara to discourage or aser using a pasuk of Hallel for a Simchas Mireus. Is it tzchok per se? I don't think so. It's a Simchas Mireus. Ach, the Beis HaKnesses, l'regolim mitzvah l'zamer. When you're doing it in shul, that's the appropriate, that's the maybe tova l'ola. Now, the Gemara's lashon, if you remember, was Beis HaMishtos. I don't know. The Gemara's lashon in Kuf Aleph that said it was maybe ro l'olam was when you're using a pasuk, either shir ashirim, it says in general, but then it says that kore pasuk, Beis HaMishtos, b'loz mano, maybe ro l'olam. He's saying that's called Beloz Mano. The Alkein Masik HaMagen Avram concludes the Mishnah Berurah. Delo shari b'shabbes lezamer elo osan shirim sheniskenu al asuda. So people like to give many shiurim on Zmiris and Shabbos, and the big milo is there is maybe only what's printed in the benches in the Birkonim. It means in the Magen Avram sheniskenu al asuda avu piyut demachir maser. Okay, is that the last word on this? That's the Mishnah Bura. The Maisa Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yerideya in Chelek Aleph Yerideya Kuf Ayin Gimel. His tshuva fundamentally had to do with a tape recorder. That's how he writes tape recorder. Today we have new devices that you have psukim recorded, and is an issue of relating to Shem Shemayim, Levatola, and so on. You're hearing it, and you never know where it's playing. But in that tshuva, he has the following comment: Aser lechatchila lasos recorder mipsukim b'shvil l'shmor hanigun l'saneg. You want to make a recording of psukim to be able to hear, to enjoy the pasuk being sung. Mitzad ha'iser de oser pasuk kimin zemer. Sha'atorah cholgeres satvo medes ribonishol masuni banecha kekinor she'iser b'sanhedrin. He said, if he does it for a child to be able to get comfortable and learn, that might be mutter. Then he has a big heter. The Tzitz Eliezer isn't so sure that this is a good enough heter, but he brings it. He says, unless it's in a different place, I saw it. If you actually you want to watch or listen to an audio of your chasana music, so now it's not the chasana, and they're singing nigunim from sukim, whatever. So there, Moshe says that will be okay. You're just listening for yourself, but that I think of Tzitz Eliezer isn't so sure. Interesting. Okay, so what about Kumzitzes, what about Stam using piyutim? So here's where, again, you have to find different avenues to try to explain why it could be okay. So there's a number of tshuvas that are quoted here in this. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yudalit, this is what I just read. Lashir psukim derech shevach v'hodaya. Kasav Hashemin HaMishcha, one of the poskim, brought by Estei Chemed and others, Shemutter. Ay HaTorah Chogeres Sak, I don't know, the Maril's case, Odcha Kenisani, didn't sound like that. But this is what he says. When you take a pasuk and you sing it derech schok vihito, that's a problem. Maybe the Kansipur song, I don't know if exactly schok vihito either, it's sort of in the middle. But it's not schok vihito necessarily. The Gamma Maril lo is kavin lesser el bederech zu. So it's a kvetch a little bit in the Maril. He says, Maril didn't mean to aser only schok vihito. Ukimokain, Lishore Psukim, Kidei Lis Orer, Lis Chazek, Beiras Shamayim. So you're singing Psukim for his Orus, so this is the Heter for Kumzitz. Das Rav Yaakov Kamenevsky, Kanievsky, the Stipler, Erchus Rabbeinu, Shemutter, and he brings Rayas, the Kain the Das of Chaim Kanievsky, Kain Das of Nissen Karelitz. But he says the following Nissen Karelitz: if it's not Lisimcha, then it's Usser. Even if you meshana the words of the pasuk to switch the order, like by sirta, there might be more to switch the order. No, if it's not with simcha, it doesn't matter that you switch the order. It's still us. Kain zay brings others b'shem abazner lamed chus al osam shemeviim zemer lechasanot sheshar shirim emilam yapsukim. So you have a batchan or whatever it is, they bring to a chasana and they start singing songs from psukim. She kavana hu derech shavach v'odol Hashem Yisbarach is mutter. So it's not Chelk Aleph, it's Yerdei Chelk Beis and Kuf Mem Beis. That's what I didn't have. Sh'af Shulam Maisa Anu Roam Sh'rova Olam B'Av Chasidim Anche Maisa Regilim B'Smachot L'Shor P'sukim. So Moshe writes, Sarach Iyon Mahatam Sh'mekilim Lamrot Sh'mefurish B'Gemar L'Isser. So people singing P'sukim, but Moshe didn't really understand. You sing P'sukim? But then he gives the heter that I mentioned before, if you're hearing your own music afterwards. What is the pro-yotzi of this? Obviously, we're not going to now ask the kumzitzes. I don't think there's enough, perhaps, to rely on based on what we just said. But where I think the line should be drawn and needs to be drawn and needs to be thought about, that a line needs to, that there clearly are situations, the Hamev and Yavin, where we've gone way over the line, not just gray area, but like taking tfilos, taking sukim, and connect, and making out of it lamish derech sog vehito, without that sense. You tell me if it's mamish bringing korva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or it's basically no different than, you know, lahavdil lefavdolos, a rock concert somewhere else where it's completely divorced from spirituality. So separate from whatever you want to talk about in hashkafa, it's not Yiddish music and whatever, you could talk in those words. But I think we're talking about a real Gemara and a real halacha that, although not formally codified in the Rabbim Shulchan Aruch in those words, but you see the Mishnah Berurah quoting the Ma'aril, you see the Rif quoting the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Asa'uni Banai, Pasuk Beveis HaMishtos, that is not a simple matter. In other words, it's mamish a problem, I think, that you can have psukim taken and being used to create some kind of effect, but it's far from saying this is mamish being the car of them. So again, going back to the question of, you know, what is the line and when is it right, when is it not right, it needs a shaylas chacham, and the band should be asking these shaylas, and the people hiring the band should be giving them direction based on, you know, hadracha. But meanwhile, people do what they do. It's not good to be melamed chov on Yidden. On the other hand, we should try to attack it whenever we could in our own way, recognize that the issue is an issue that should definitely be thought about carefully. And again, not just in terms of general speaking about, oh, because it's not Jewish, you're not really coming with makoros. But at least if we're identifying some makoros, we have what to at least build on and begin to look more at the details and to see where we could be mako, where we shouldn't be mako, and Hamevin Yavin Ishmachacham Yosef Lekach.